The Tagalog word of the day is
masaya,
which means happy.
Being a British Filipino can be a mazalin. So, let's get into this week's chismis.
Hi guys, and welcome back. Oh my gosh, I can't even speak because I'm so excited to be back in the studio. It's your girl Gian Lorraine,
your girl JT,
and your girl Giselle.
Oh my gosh guys, we are back in the
You're literally buzzing.
If you could see my teeth right
look
now.
Look at her smile.
Literally like, I can see it in your eye.
Gosh, it's been so long. I haven't even seen them.
Yeah, it's actually been it's been a long time.
We just came out of lockdown last week.
Again.
Yep. 2.0.
Exactly. Again. And we missed our anniversary.
Oh yeah, sad.
I know.
Happy birthday to us.
Me and us. You, us.
Yeah, we didn't even get to celebrate like properly, but we will eventually.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Yeah, many more celebrations to come anyway.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm actually sad. But I'm back. We're back. Fingers crossed we don't go on lockdown again.
Please.
We're back for good this time, hopefully.
Please.
It did go by pretty fast for me, though. I don't know about you.
I think it was so fast. Like, it didn't even feel like it in a way.
No. Yeah. Same. I kind of got used to staying at home.
Yeah. And I was working. Like, I was doing extra shifts. I did night shifts and stuff
she
like
said,
that. So, yeah, like, I feel just like my days and nights were just, they were just muddled up anyway. It went really fast.
Yeah. Weird. So, I guess we're just having a little catch up with everybody. We want to hear about you guys as well. So, make sure you find us on all platforms, but we'll speak about that later.
Yes.
Jen, how are you? My absolute darling, your hair is nice and long. First lockdown, you dyed it blonde and you're still blondiana, but longer.
Look at the hair growth, you can see it.
Proper, but it looks like it's, it's nice. It blended.
Yeah, it is blended.
It's starting to look ugly now, though.
No,
I don't
shut
like
up,
it.
Man.
Why?
I like your hair long, you know, but then I also like your hair short.
I know, you know, I was this close to cutting my hair again.
I was this close again. When I went Westfield, I was looking at supercuts and I was just like,
Should I do it?
You guys are so brave. Oh my gosh. You guys are
actually so brave.
Short
hair just looks nice.
It's just easier to have.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just can't be bothered to like
brush
it.
Man.
Oh my gosh. You know, you know how I love washing my hair and stuff. Yeah. You know, this week I've only washed it once.
You're moving like me, babe.
I thought of you. I'm so proud. Literally, when I washed it yesterday, I was like, nah, Jen, why are you doing this? It took me ages to untangle my hair.
Oh, no.
You know when it's always in a bun, like, no one will know it's unwashed.
It's true. It's easier.
I'm just drawing myself out. Guys, I wash my hair, don't worry.
I also wash my hair just once a week. Gosh.
It's jokes.
But I don't know. My lockdown was kind of boring because I was still going into the office and stuff, which is quite peak because traveling into like through London, it just makes you feel like, oh, like ew. I'm going. And the trains are still packed, you know.
I was going to say, what does it look like?
Packed.
That is not good.
Like, people,
there's no one like, you know, like no more can come in this carriage. There's no stuff.
Ew. It's pack out.
Does it look normal, like a normal day?
It still looks normal. Like, obviously, there'll be some days where it's, like, empty-ish.
Yeah.
Like, Fridays, usually. But other than that, like, when I was coming in, like, probably I was doing twice a week in the office. Packed. Disgusting.
Oh,
I would hate it. I would hate it.
Mask on.
It's
I remember I went on the train once. I did, like, an overtime shift in at another branch.
Went on the underground. Whoa.
The flipping Central Line.
Oh, that's the worst one.
The worst of them all. And like, I know, who the fuck is she? But yeah, I was on the train, and like, so obviously on the seats, it says just like, oh, please social distance and like sit on every other seat. Fam. People was just squishing up next to my body, sitting on either side of me. And then I remember someone got up, so I moved. So then there was a gap. And then, like, it's the train stopped, people came on, and then they just sat next to me again. And I was just like, you might as well sit on my lap at this point, because we're like tuna. It was so just like,
And these times, people will be wearing their masks halfway down their face. Yeah. And it's just like, why do you have it on your face then?
Exactly.
If you're not going to wear it properly.
That pisses me off.
COVID is coming through your nose, you know. Like the test, you actually have to put it up your nose, you know.
Have any of you guys done it?
No. Oh yeah, I did.
You did.
How was it?
I forgot.
I was looking at you like, bitch, you did it last week.
I forgot. But it's
Can you tell us the experience?
Yeah.
You haven't done it, have you?
I haven't done it.
Go.
It's like... You know when you have a sneeze?
Yeah.
And you can feel like the burning in your nose.
Oh. It's burning?
Like a burning sensation.
It doesn't burn, but like it's uncomfortable. Mm. But it's so quick you don't even...
But did you do it to yourself?
No. They did it to
me. Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to do it to myself.
My mom does it to herself. I'll be like...
I would not be able to go... Like, yeah, physically.
It has to go up.
Your eyeballs.
I don't know how far, but like
for
it has
to
reach
to my left, and I'll be able to see.
No, but it has to reach a certain point in your.
So when my brain comes out with it,
well,
that's moving like the Egyptians and that.
It wasn't cute, but it's very quick. Like you don't. It. Yeah.
My mum says she doesn't like the throat one.
I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah, is it?
It was just the.
I thought you had. I thought it was both. Yeah. You bear.
Anyway, we love to see it. She's negative, everybody. Don't worry. Yes. Support bubbles here. Support
I wouldn't
bubbles.
Be sitting here right now if
exactly.
I was.
Can you imagine?
Corona positive.
Nah. That's scary,
that
man.
That is scary.
I know. It's just because, like, you know, because you're traveling through Central and you just don't know.
Yeah,
of course.
You know.
Lurking. But I feel like we've all had it, though.
I think I definitely had it.
I must have because. I'm so sorry, I can't lie. I'm one of them ones that actually go out quite a bit and like in crowds and stuff.
Uh-huh. Naughty girl.
And it's like, come on. I even went to the protest and that was
at
the peak of COVID and stuff. So, my immune system must be holding up.
Jeez,
should be holding. Should be holding.
She's holding for dear life.
So thank you, body. Thank you for holding on. But yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's so mad to think that we're still...
Still.
In a global, everybody, global.
It's true.
Global,
fam.
Global.
She said
pandemic.
Global.
And it's been a year since the first outbreak. It was like November 17th is when it first, like, not appeared, like, came out in China.
Yeah.
It's just obviously when it travelled around the world, it got to us later on. But a whole year. How can we be seeing Happy Birthday Corona memes and that?
I saw that.
That was really rude.
Wow.
Just mad.
Really rude. Wow. I can't believe it. I know.
But you kind of just forget the, like, how it's actually so big. It's bigger than us.
Yeah, it's
so true.
And it's going to take quite a while for it to go away. Mm.
What are you guys' opinion on the vaccine?
I don't know yet.
I don't like injections in general. I'm scared. I'm scared. But I feel like I'll do it.
Do you?
Yeah, but not yet. Not now. I wouldn't want to be one of the first.
The little guinea pigs.
But I've been watching, like, TikToks. I love TikTok. I love TikTok.
We love TikTok.
Yeah, and there's, like, doctors on there and stuff explaining more about it,
mm-hmm.
saying how it only stays in your body for a little bit, for only, like, literally a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, like... You know what? I'm not even going to come and sound stupid and dumb on here, but, like, it stays in your immune system, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if the... Something to do within 2 months, if something were to happen, then the people who did the trial should have turned into horses or something. Not horses. I'm joking.
Stop it
Jesus
now.
Wait.
Horse, caballo.
No, but you know what I mean? If something to major to happen to those who were in trial, then it would have happened by now. Like, how long has it been?
It's true.
That's true.
But, I mean, I'm working at home, so...
You don't think, like,
I don't think I need it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it just yet.
Yeah,
I feel like I need to maybe read up a bit more, research it.
Me too.
A little bit more. I don't know though.
I feel like I sounded so.
But the thing is,
dumb.
Okay, no.
I'm sorry, guys.
You're not
going to
die. You're the most educated out of us. I swear down.
Exactly.
On this poll thing.
Yeah.
But I don't. I feel like I don't. I don't think I will actually go and willingly go and get it. But if they were like, you can take it.
Yeah.
Like, here's the vaccine. I'll just be like, okay then.
Yeah. Fair enough.
If it was like a requirement to like go into the office or something.
Yeah.
Then I'll do it because working at home is long.
It is. Working from home is disgusting. I hate it.
It's long.
I actually hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Oh you hate gosh. It, but I actually enjoy it.
I hate it.
Is it?
I hate it.
Is it because it's like the same environment where you like eat, sleep, work and
I don't
blah,
work.
Blah, blah, blah.
You,
I like you don't work in
that. I've
home.
Seen you working at home, bruv.
No, I work.
No, when I came to your house.
Yeah, I know.
Remember?
I work, but I don't work to the same extent as I would in the office.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I'm in my bed, I'm just like, snacks here, movies yeah. on, my phone's
sis doesn't
there.
Have a desk.
Literally.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I don't have a desk either, so it's just difficult for me to
adjust.
Be, yeah, like productive and stuff. And then when I do get into the office, it's like I've got so much work that I didn't do at home. That's piling up here, so I hate it, but I do want to be protected. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like you're just
of
kind
course.
Of like
conflicted. Yeah, yeah, so true. Actually,
I enjoy working from home.
That's so
I feel
cute.
Like we're very different in terms of work ethic. Like,
I guess so.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's I hate working from home. I hate it.
I think if you had a desk,
nah,
still no,
nah,
because no.
I can like go downstairs.
Oh, true.
And like no one's home because everyone still goes to work as well at my house, so I still have a desk. But
you have been working from home for a long time, though.
Yeah, it's been a couple months now.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
That is quite long.
I've only been working from home for 2 weeks.
Aww. But you're enjoying it.
Yeah,
I know I'm enjoying it. You know, like
your grin is too cute.
Yeah,
that is too
guys,
cute.
I just got a new job,
yes.
You know, and like we booked and blessed, you know.
For real.
Yeah, it's just cool, but it's very lonely though.
Yeah, it is.
It is lonely, bro. You're there
is.
In your room.
You're just clicking away.
In silence.
Oh my god.
In silence, and it's literally like self motivation for you to actually do work. Cause Sam, I'm next to my bed. I'm next to my fucking phone.
This is me.
Same.
I'm so done.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Yeah, oh it's put me in a routine though.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really put me in a routine. So that is good.
Good.
We spoke about routine in one of our other episodes.
We did. I can't remember which
it's
one.
It's called the D word.
Yes, it is called the D word.
It is. If you want to know more about that, just scroll down a little bit and you can listen to the episode.
What have you been doing, Jizz?
I've been doing okay, thank you. Obviously, I have some off days. Normal, like, it's fine. Keep it moving. But obviously, yeah, where I'm still, like, working out. Yeah, like, it's...
You've
yeah,
been working out?
No, I meant working as in, like, I don't work from home.
Oh, yeah,
I meant,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Outside my house.
Yeah.
So, obviously, for me... It's nice that I still kind of get to go out and feel a bit
normal. Yeah.
Nah.
Interact with people, customers, even just like other members of staff. Like, yeah, like I feel like that's just really helped me like mentally as well sort of thing. And especially, yeah, like I picked up more shifts. Yeah, and I feel like that just made lockdown fly by.
Yeah.
Cause
and you're leaving your house.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And I can't lie, I didn't really work out during the lockdown.
Oh, it was so, yeah.
Maybe
my motivation
like,
was so different.
Yeah,
from, yeah.
Maybe like a handful of times, but I'm like proper happy gyms
open,
like open now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's really, really made me happy, yeah.
Me as well.
Yeah, just gym work. That's it, really.
Gym work.
Gym work, gym work, gym work. That's
oh my
it.
Gosh.
And tutu, of course.
Oh my gosh, tutu. We're actually back now. I've been slacking a little bit. You guys know
mate.
This. I can't even lie. Sometimes it gets like that.
Slip. Yeah, it does,
it gets
man.
Like
it
that.
Really, really does.
And I was even thinking back to our last lockdown. We went on Instagram Live three times a fucking week.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Crazy.
Trust me.
Crazy.
Trust me.
I kind of miss it sometimes.
Me too. People have been asking me. Guys.
You're so cute.
If you want, if we get like 15 DMs.
Yeah.
Of us, one of you guys wanting us to come back on live, we might do a special
Maybe
one.
We will.
My 15, yeah. So if you want it, you better message us.
And you better be there.
Add to it.
It's true.
Add to it, yeah.
That was cute, man.
I know.
First lockdown was a bit cute. A little bit.
A little bit
interacting
cute,
with y'all.
Cute.
But like, from then until now, every single one of us, like, the growth has been... insane.
So true.
Do you think that if we didn't have this pandemic lockdown, would it be the same for you?
What do you mean?
In terms of, I don't know, in terms of just growth.
Oh.
I don't think we would have been able to... We would have been able to do it, but I don't think we would have been able to collab and meet as many people as we did online.
That's true. That's so true. I think yeah, things would actually be really different because there was a lot of like people that we wouldn't have met or like spoken with and like because then if there was no pandemic, we wouldn't have even gone on Instagram Live in the first place because we'd always be going studio anyway. Yeah, like, it's just weird to think that, actually.
Isn't it?
But then it's, like, something we'd never know equally. Because then it'd be nothing different to what is our norm.
It would have been... We would have still blown, but in a different way.
Yeah, I just feel like it really helped us just to connect.
Social media really helps you connect with
people. It really, really does. People.
Wow.
Yeah.
We might have had our first event.
That's one thing we probably would have had.
Ooh. We would have had two by then.
Literally.
Because our anniversary. Like
a, yeah, it's true.
We were going to do a birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday one, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Guys, we even missed Giselle's birthday.
We did.
Should we sing it in Tagalog?
She turned 2-2.
No,
23.
Oh, yeah. She was 2-2 when we birthed
this. No more now. 23 now.
Right. Guys, imagine, yeah.
Why are you laughing? I'm scared.
Because my mum, she actually makes me laugh. Basically, it was one of my friend's birthdays, so I was just like visiting her and like dropping stuff to her. So then we had some like bottles of like alcohol at home from my dad's birthday last year.
Damn.
And my dad, like, my family don't really drink, so obviously I was like to my mum, like, oh, like, is it all right if I take this? It was just a little Malibu, yeah. Do you know what she said to me? So obviously as I'm getting ready to leave the house and I'm getting the bottle, yeah, she was just like to me, she looked at me, she was like, I know you drink. And I, look, everyone turned to look at me. And then I looked at her and I was like, yeah, I know. Like, yeah. And then she was just like, well, whatever, chatting rubbish, yeah. And then I was like to her, Mum, I'm 21. And in my head, I was thinking, and then I went, no, wait, I'm 22, I mean. And then I had already, it was already past my birthday. So I was like, Mum, I'm actually 23. Like, oh, I'm allowed to be drinking.
A whole 5 years.
How can I forget
since
my...
18.
I know. How can I just be like, Mum, I'm 21?
Like, 21,
she said,
you know?
Young ting.
In there, but... Wow. But when she said that, I was thinking, but you know that I drink, Mum. Like, why are you talking rubbish?
Even on your debut, I swear we came back to your house.
On my debut, I drank. Like, she's seen me... drink, like, she's literally seen me consume alcohol before. And when she came with this energy, I was like, Mom, what's up with you, man? Like,
she hasn't seen it in a while, innit? She hasn't seen it in a
maybe. I get it from her anyway.
She was just like, let me remind you. Let me remind you.
Wow, Mommy.
Hello.
Oh my
that
god.
That made me laugh. That
big
proper made me
two,
laugh.
Three. How was your lockdown birthday?
It was okay. I was a bit... I think I had some sort of food poisoning.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
yeah, you told
so
us.
I was a bit on and off vomiting. But apart from that, obviously, it was just... It was as good as it could have been. Chill one indoors. That's it, yeah. Like, there was nothing I could have done anyway.
It's true.
I hate that.
Do you know what I mean? Right? But it's as okay. We move. Exactly. It's okay.
At least we celebrated your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
we
so.
Managed to.
We
true.
Managed to.
And
yeah.
Now yours is coming.
Oh my god.
Bro.
Already
next.
3 months.
And yeah, in 3 months. Jesus. I'm going to be 25.
Oh my day. Yes. She's going to be old. How crazy.
Wow.
Sorry, Chris.
No. Chris is already old.
How crazy.
This year has honestly gone by so flipping fast.
Literally.
Why are you coming at me fast?
Literally. And we need to celebrate because... Your 24th was the day when everything just shut off, innit?
Yeah.
We didn't actually get to go out the weekend.
We
yeah.
were supposed to go clubbing.
Literally.
Flip
sake.
So it was even such a struggle to find a restaurant that would be open on my birthday.
Flip.
We're going to celebrate this time.
Literally. Listen, I want it nice and big for my
25.
You guys know I never celebrate my birthday as well. So
that's so true.
Okay, we make it big for you,
this
darling.
This is the one.
We make
this
it
is
going to
be the one.
Everyone's invited. So let's go. Very exciting.
Very, very exciting.
So good.
It is.
So good. How are we feeling now lockdown's over?
Good. I feel like it's good to be back in the gym. But I like the gym environment as well. So that's been really good for me, like, obviously physically and, like, mentally. And yeah, I guess it's just sometimes it makes me sick at like how many human beings are out in this one world. Like at Westfield, for example,
always,
it makes
me sick. Like it looks normal.
Yeah, it makes me sick, but it's actually good to like feel normal. But sometimes Westfield gets a bit too rammed. Like I just think it's too much.
I
like
went
can
there
people
on Saturday
go home?
And it actually looks
it's rammed, doesn't
just
it?
Look like a normal day.
Literally, no one follows the one way.
Oh yeah,
everyone's just walking everywhere anyhow. Yeah. But yeah, like it's just nice to be able to see everyone just being normal again. Mm. How about you guys? Like, how are you feeling?
I don't think anything's changed for me, if I'm honest. Mm. Literally. My work is the same. Like, I'm still going in twice a week. I'm still working from home.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's changed is that, like, bars and pubs and stuff are open again and restaurants and stuff.
Yeah,
so
like
we can go out.
That's true, yeah.
But other than that, it's pretty much
have you guys eaten out at a restaurant yet? Since?
Of course!
I don't think I have. I've been once, actually. I lied.
I've eaten out like 3 times.
Oh, that's nice.
I've been once, I think. Yeah, once, that's it.
I love eating out.
Yeah, it's nice to just be able to sit and just eat.
And chill with your friends.
Yeah, it's so true. How was karaoke?
I love karaoke.
Everybody, they sing.
I love karaoke. You know, I was in a room full of Filipinos and I was the only one who couldn't sing.
Oh!
Yeah. I was the only one. The only one!
Oh, no!
But you're the loudest, so it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. That's what matters, isn't it?
Yeah. Remember how we said God knew just not to give you the vocals? Like, he just knew.
He said that I would have
just
relax.
Exactly. Like, you would have just ended the whole game.
Exactly.
He knows.
Thank you, exactly. Because I get really sad sometimes because I can't sing, yeah? But I have to remember that I have other talents, innit?
And you can dance. You can dance.
I can dance most.
And in heels.
In it, I can't do that shit.
Can if you try.
In the club, that's it.
Ooh. In the club.
In the club.
We already know how to drink rum and shake bomb. That's
it.
That's what priorities. We need to do that, you know. Drink rum.
We do shake the bomb.
To celebrate Tutu and her birthday as well.
So true,
and upcoming birthday.
Mm. Yeah, man. There's a lot to celebrate. Yeah.
New Year's and Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Christmas.
Gonna be.
Fuck.
I know.
I can't keep up.
Man.
Shit.
Christmas is in like 2 weeks.
I know.
I can't believe it, honestly.
2 weeks.
It's mad.
2 weeks.
I'm working over Christmas.
Oh no.
Cause
that's
my work
not nice.
They don't read to me.
They're so rude.
Honestly.
But there's not going to be fireworks, is there? In Central?
I don't think.
There will, but
remember.
No crowd.
Yeah, no one's allowed to go and see
true,
it.
True.
Yeah.
Only on TV. Like
I've never been, have
do.
You?
No.
I've never been
I should
anyway.
Have went when I was working at Namco.
You were right there.
I know.
Bro.
I know. I was literally like to them, don't put me on. And then I realised I really could have just gone.
Oh my God.
Because it's not like they're going to close at 12.
No, they did close at 12.
Fuck.
And then the customers, like, will have a ticket to actually watch the thing.
Oh, wow.
I know, I'm so dumb.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you should have just cut off that opportunity.
I would like to be with you guys, not, like, colleagues.
True,
yeah.
though.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to open my new year to
with some next man.
Ew.
It's true.
Not
thank
you.
Be with friends and family, you know.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, you guys, yeah. Do you, like... So, obviously... In, like, the Filipino community, Christmas is very, like, family and blah, blah, blah. Is New Year's the same for you guys or is it friends? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get you. Mine's always been family. I've never left my house.
Mine's half.
Mine's both, yeah.
Half.
Actually, I think I'll celebrate with them after midnight and then I'll leave.
Yeah. That's what I usually do.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, that's a lie. I always work the next day, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh.
New Year's Day.
Yeah. Fuck. I've worked at TGI's and then I work at Namco, so they always want me
Why
there.
Why are they open on New Year's Day?
That's mad.
That's a bank holiday, no?
Yeah, I swear.
I don't know.
I swear it is. No?
No, I've always worked the first, you know.
That's mad.
I remember.
Never worked
same
the first, ever.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Namco only closes on the 25th.
People love to play games, isn't it? Literally.
Fucking tourists.
Fair.
Why are you playing games on Christmas isn't Day,
bomb?
Why
are
you not with your family?
Games.
No, but you like playing games with your family, innit?
Yeah, but I like... Oh, yeah, that's true.
Innit?
That is, yeah,
but why
true.
You not in your yard
exactly.
eating Christmas dinner?
It's true.
That's true, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, so while we have had an amazing up and down roller coaster pandemic, global pandemic, lockdown,
little blessing in disguise, yes.
Blessings and mad things and roller coaster up and down. But it's still a blessing because we're still here doing up to chismes. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for always tuning in. We would love to hear how you guys have been. Mm-hmm. And any experience, every experience is an okay experience. It's okay as well. Just DM us. Also, like I said, DM us, yeah, if you want to see lives. 15. I need 15 DMs. So we're keeping tabs, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
We back.
Have you guys got anything else to say? Oh, yes, we are back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
That was a very slow reaction.
That was buffering.
Nah, that's it.
Okay, guys, peace out. We hope you have an amazing week. I will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You've reached the end of another episode with your favourite chismosas. If you're eager to learn more about us and the culture, find us at 22chismis on all platforms.